The Blair School's Greg Bars and Dennis Clark spent a couple of weeks in Uganda and Kenya, taking the first steps toward establishing a music archive of Africa. Clark, director of the Ann Potter Wilson Music Library, says a primary goal is to engage the expertise of Africans concerned about musical preservation.
We set up a process where we gave a relatively high-level field recording device to colleagues in Africa to make recordings on our behalf, and then basically to send those recordings to us so we can add them to the library collection and build the archive proactively as opposed to reactively.
Bars, a Blair ethnomusicologist, points out that some of the African music is in danger of disappearing, especially in light of some American music becoming popular there.
American music goes over, takes over communities, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but now we're using the same technology to bring music over to America and hopefully bring it back to Africa in some form, in some way in the future.
Clark notes that the Music Archive of Africa and the Americas will be accessible over the Internet to those using the Vanderbilt Library.
We've had many discussions internally and externally with creating basically a world music archive online where we would stream or let people download copies of this music that they're not going to find anywhere else.
The recordings will be added to the Vanderbilt Library catalog, and the archive hopes to partner with the Smithsonian's Global Sound Project. I'm Anne-Marie Deer-Owens reporting.